You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Reading a story about quality family time, and I kind of had to chuckle when I read this because my first thought that went through my head when I saw the headline was like, but you take 10 different people, they would kind of define quality family time 10 different ways.
Right.
Sure.
Right? Avoiding family is sometimes quality family time.
Ain't that the truth? The average person, they say, only gets about an hour of quality family time per day during the work week. So
I could see that.
Right. But I'm wondering if maybe even for a lot of families, there's not even that much. Mm-hmm. Of course, this is the average.
That seems high.
Are they just talking about like sitting down for a meal together? No devices, I would say.
My point is
that's quality.
Don't really even know what they're how they're defining it. The funny thing is that 1/4 of people said they're not even that upset with that. They
think that's like, family, schmamily. Yeah.
So I have to laugh about that when you think about quality family time and what that entails. Now, I think one definition could be like family sitting down together for dinner together.
Right.
Which, Jeremy, you told me you guys do that every, Monday and Friday?
Monday and Friday is our two nights pretty much where all four of us are at the table. There's no devices. There's conversation. So we get two nights a week. The other three, Nicole gets home late from work, so I have her plate ready, in the fridge.
Sweet.
And I have, I'm a good husband.
Now, I'm about to say something that might be considered controversial,
uh-oh,
but just bear with me on this.
Here we
I
go.
Tend to think that we label some things as quality family time that really are not. And let me give you Exhibit A. Thanksgiving. Now, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. So that's coming up. But think about it. In my mind, Thanksgiving is the greatest of all holidays.
It's up there. It's
I know
not
a
bad.
A lot of people put Christmas
right.
number one.
Sure.
Some people like Emily put Halloween number one, and I used to do Halloween number one. To me, Thanksgiving is number one.
It's I feel
just,
you.
Yeah, there's
it's
potatoes
good.
And Eating. Sweatpants involved.
Right.
Yes. It is the only holiday that you can get away with unbuttoning your pants, and nobody thinks twice about it.
Right.
Naps.
It's not going to happen on Easter.
No, don't forget the nap,
yes.
too.
All right, so we've determined that Thanksgiving's a pretty damn good
it's
holiday.
It's up there, sure.
And yet, isn't it, to a certain extent, not always, but often kind of wasted on family that you don't really want to hang out with?
I have family that are listening, so I have to be gentle.
Be careful.
I have to be careful.
But let me explain it quickly. First of all, I'm not just talking about your immediate family.
Right.
Thanksgiving is many times the aunts, uncles, and cousins who fly in from out of
Correct.
Town. The ones that you don't know that well, or the ones you're
sure.
not that crazy about.
You only see them once a year.
Right.
Right.
And we all have family members that we really don't care for. So imagine taking the best day of the year, and yet you subject yourself to the people that you least want to be with.
My Thanksgiving this year is going to be a 25-party Thanksgiving
that
at my aunt's
unreal.
House.
Real.
Looking forward to it.
25
people, a majority of which I don't know because just exactly what you said, coming in from out of town,
okay.
awkward small talk, the food, the gravy is not my mom's gravy, so the food's going to be mediocre.
Wait, so your aunt, so is it your mom's sister or your dad's sister?
Dad's brother's wife, my aunt. So it's my
oh, so
dad's
not even
side.
Blood.
No, it's blood.
Well, she's
married to my uncle.
Anyway, the point is 25
wow.
people, many of whom you don't even really know.
Right. And
so,
like, hey,
right. and
what's your name again?
I know, do you have to wear name tags?
Yeah, I might.
And you know, when you eat at somebody else's house, especially somebody you don't know all that well, you can't really pig out. You can't eat in
right.
the style to
unbutton.
Which you're accustomed.
You can't. Well, right. I'm still going to unbutton.
So why do we take the best of holidays and subject ourselves
I don't
to that?
Know. Freaking family,
I think
man.
People need to speak up and say, you know what? This is flipping Thanksgiving. I'm going to be only with the people that I want to be with. And I'm going to make it the greatest day of the year.
Can
At
you do
the
that?
Bar.
Can you do that? Can you say, I'm canceling this holiday for myself? I'm going to disinclude
like,
myself.
Sure.
Like, well, just even this last holiday, freaking Halloween, quality family time. Had all the family to my house.
Was it quality?
I haven't spoke to my mom in 3 days. No joke.
Because you had a fight. Because
we fought a little bit and, you know, things blew up and she's mad at me. I'm mad at her. And that's what you get for quality family time. Nobody's apologizing. Nobody's calling each other.
You're both so stubborn.
Wait, what happened?
I can't talk about it.
No, really, what happened?
Ah, she's crazy.
No, it's your job. It's
ah,
your
she's
job.
A nut. She's a loon.
Did she show up in your same costume?
I can't talk about it.
That's embarrassing.
I love that you make my point, so thank you. That's wonderful.
Too much family.
Too much family, and quality family time is not so quality.
Yeah. And I'm guessing, you know, I'm ticked at my mom right now. I'm sure that every person, I'm looking out this big old window at our world of Denver here. I think there is family members fighting with family members. Every single family has it.
Here's what I would propose to you. I will, just to make you feel better about fighting again with your mom, because you get into a fight with your mom these
That's
days,
a
like
monthly.
Every couple months.
It's our monthly, yeah.
What if I made you feel bad by saying, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to ask our listeners to call in and answer this question. Why are you mad at your family right now?
Perfect.
Now, if nobody calls, then we know what it tells us?
Liars.
Our listeners are liars.
Yeah. Right. So if Jeremy's mom could call us right now happened, that would be fantastic.
She's not gonna call.
I might just call Danny myself
right now. No, she's busy.
We're in a bit of a predicament right now.
No,
because
we're
not. Listen, Jill, hold on a second. Jill is on the line. We're going to talk to Jill. Candace is on the line. We're going to talk to her. Crystal's on the line. So those three calls are guaranteed. The call that is in question is on line four, because it's actually Jeremy's mom who has called in, and Jeremy is having a fit right now.
No, we're not doing that.
I've never spoken to her. She sounds delightful.
Oh, she's a treat.
So we're not putting your mom on
there? I don't think so.
Why don't you sit there? When we talk to Jill, Candace, and Crystal,
on it.
You think about it.
Yeah. Hold on, Danny.
Danny, don't go away.
This is awesome.
What we're talking about this morning is, why are you mad at your family right now? And we're going to let Jill go first. Hey, Jill, what's going on?
Hi. I actually haven't spoken to my mom in 4 years. I've tried to reconnect, but she's...
No, wait a minute. Wait. Now, I don't want to go down
she's
a very,
died,
like...
But I'm just done with it.
I know, but I don't want to go down this path where we talk about, you know, ongoing years feuds with parents.
I mean, this sounds serious.
I'm talking about something that's just happened, and you're currently mad at them, but we love our families. We want to make up with them.
Oh, no.
No!
Well, what started it all off?
In a nutshell, what happened?
I married my high school sweetheart in 2006.
Yeah.
And my mom caused a huge scene before the wedding and after the wedding, to the point that we had to call the police to try and get our wedding rings because they were at her house.
Oh.
And she proceeded to tell the police that we were harassing her.
This is actually a pretty good story, but I feel somehow kind of...
Awkward, weird.
How long have you been? You're still married to your high school sweetheart. How long have you guys been together?
We'll be married next year for 10 years.
See that?
See, high five.
Wow. Well,
call your mother.
Yeah.
No.
I understand.
You call your mother.
Mine's on the line. You want to talk to her?
Jill, I'm on. Yeah, I'm on your side, because I mean, I've had ongoing feuds with family in the past, and other people stick their nose in and say you should make up. I'm like, hey, you don't know what's going on.
Oh, it gets worse as the years progress.
No, listen.
When I had my son.
No. Listen, we get it.
We get it.
No. Jill, you're delightful. Thanks for calling. Have a great day. Here's Candace. Hello, Candace. Candace, going once.
Oh, man. Can I just say that she's mad at her mom because her mom yelled at her because they moved their houseplants?
What? That's why they're in a fight right
now?
They moved their ficus.
Yes. Why did you move the plants?
Here's Crystal. Hello, Crystal.
Hello.
What do you have for me?
Well, me and my sister are fighting. We haven't talked in a couple weeks. We actually live together.
Yeah.
But my daughter needed to get a root canal, and she's one that she hates going to doctors. She will try anything else but the doctors. And so she was recommending me to check on Pinterest if there was another way to solve the problem.
Wait.
Because I didn't listen to her.
Your sister thought you'd find a better solution for a root canal on Pinterest.
Yeah, I guess she saw something somewhere about it, and she wanted me to check into it before I went to this appointment.
Not even,
but
like,
my daughter
WebMD.
Was in a lot of pain, so I was like, nah, I'm going to go to... So she's mad because I didn't listen to her.
This Pinterest thing is going a little too far.
That's what I said, and I'm like, you know, I'm all for trying other things if there is a better solution, but not when it's like she's in pain and I need to get this thing care of.
That's absolutely ridiculous. You don't go to Pinterest, you go to Facebook. Listen to her. Crystal, have a fun day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, that takes care of all those calls, and now I'm like,
I don't know. We have to talk to Danny. Know.
Wait a minute, let me ask you this. Well, but let me just ask
watch
you.
Watch your something. Language.
No, look at me.
What?
Why do you not want to put your mom on the air?
I'm afraid of what she might say.
Are you afraid that she's going to tell the truth?
The truth?
No, I know the truth.
You'll be outed is what it is.
You put her on. It's going to be a highly exaggerated story here, I'm sure.
Do you guys hear the... First of all...
Watch your language, mother.
Yeah, mother.
Oh, hey. Please, Jeremy.
Hi, Danny.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, it's so good. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I know. I probably just need to call in more often.
No! Hold the phone. We're changing our number.
I think we've put Jeremy's mom on our show before, but I think it was like 8 or 9 years ago.
Probably not that long ago, but really? It's been a while, Dom.
Anyway, welcome back to the show, Jeremy's mom.
Well, thank you.
What would you like to... So, you guys...
Have you been, Mom?
I'm going to turn his mic off.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeremy, you're on my list.
Did you guys get into a little spat over the weekend?
Well, yeah, you could a little bit,
yeah.
But I didn't do anything.
What did you... Oh, you didn't do anything?
She never does.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, then what was the spat over?
Well, pretty much I felt kind of insulted.
Why?
And, yeah.
By Jeremy?
We had a nice little get-together.
Uh-huh.
My back did bother me the whole evening, mm-hmm. and I said a couple times and... Jeremy decided that he would give me grief about my back hurting and make little remarks about it all night long.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Why can't he be empathetic with
just
you?
He was needling me a little bit. And but anyway, I went to leave, and the kids had they had a bag of some baby stuff for me to take with me.
Okay.
And it's because I'm storing things for them and putting them away in case somebody else in the family wants them.
Oh, sure.
Very nice.
That's
and
very
I
nice
had
of you.
Just
my sister.
Spent
my
about
sister.
3 days mm-hmm. washing bins and putting things in bins and uh-huh. putting them all into storage, and my back had been bothering me. I had everything all done. And so then I were getting ready to leave, and they hand me another big bag of stuff, and I just kind of, I wasn't even negative. I just kind of went, oh, my gosh, here we go. I just got done doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And
they just don't have any empathy for you at all.
I got a little snotty remark from the wife and a little snotty remark from the son.
Man.
Oh,
one on each side of me.
Horrible people.
Did you just refer to her as the wife?
Yeah.
The missus.
And I wasn't even upset about anything. I was just fine, and I just made a fun little remark. And Jeremy turns around and says something to me about, would you like me to go sell them all?
Yes. Oh, I'm a horrible son.
Man. You're horrible.
Man.
And no, you were just both a little nasty.
Oh,
they
man.
You know what?
Listen, how's your back feeling?
Listen, I know I work with him every day. He can be really, really
know.
Nasty sometimes.
They know, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody's on to you.
I know. Yeah. I know.
So when do you?
No, I just felt offended.
Yeah, when do you think you got?
I felt a little offended, and I just what a bad way to
just keeps
what a
going.
Bad way to end
like
a nice night.
This is why I haven't
so.
Called her.
You guys, she raised him, and she's responsible for his life. The least he can do is have a little sympathy for the mom with the back that hurts.
Ah, poor
right.
back.
That's
well,
storing
yeah.
the baby stuff that's helping him out.
Why didn't you carry the bag out for her since her back hurts?
I gave it to my dad. He carried it out.
Well, you guys have to understand that those two are pretty tired and grumpy by 6:30 p.m. every night.
Who?
Jeremy and the wife?
Yes, we are. Very. We're on a very
They're
strict
very
schedule.
They're grumpy by about 6:30 p.m. So I tried to put that into account.
It was 9.
But it's very hard. I'm kind of grandma on duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
you just
the mommy
don't get,
on call.
You know, they don't
I
show
thought,
you any
that's
respect.
That's a little respect would have gone a long way.
Nonstop. This
she
is why I can't call.
She never hears anything anybody says.
No, it just keeps going.
Danny, listen, I hope you work things out.
We'll be fine. We always are.
I know. You'll kiss and make up.
We always, always are. He knows I love him, and I know he loves me.
Yeah.
And we're always fine.
Yeah.
But so right now, he can stay at his house, and I'll stay at mine.
Yeah.
The neighborhood's not big enough.
No, boy.
I'm hoping within a couple of weeks, he'll be back over. You'll make him a nice peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, I could go for some stroganoff.
Stroganoff?
Some of mom's stroganoff.
I thought you wanted chicken lasagna.
No.
No, okay.
No,
I feel like they're already making up.
Okay, we're all good. Oh, we'll always be good.
All right. Well, Danny,
we'll always
right,
be good. But
okay,
that's what makes a good family, is
okay.
if you can argue and come back.
All right. Like this? Keeps going.
Listen, you call as often as you like, okay?
Oh, you guys are great. I love listening
Have a
to
good
all
morning.
Of you.
Thank you, Danny.
Bye. Sorry about your back.
Yeah, hope your back feels better.
Take some ibuprofen.
You
take
guys
some...
all have a good day.
Is she going to? Yeah, right. Take some leave, okay?
Love you, son.
Bye.
Bye.
Say you love your mom back.
Ditto.
Bye-bye, honey. Bye-bye.
Have a good morning. Oh, boy.
Aww. Wow.
I'll tell you the backstory off the air.
The
well,
backstory, get it?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.